The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt.
All scenes you will witness may appear to border on fantasy.
Game and shoot.
Yes, I was doing
smoking crack cocaine.
When ignorance was converted into knowledge,
our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. I don't suppose we could wait for some alien race to come down and threaten us. Perhaps we need some outside universal threat.
Well, hello, crazy people. It is time for the Thunderbolt.
This is Houston. Say again, sir.
Your crazy look into our crazy world.
Chevy Control here again. The reference in that conversation was bogey. It was more of a new recording. Exciting for bogey.
The Thunderbolt is proud to broadcast from the state of Washington, the proud home of the banana slug. Yes, kids, the Pacific Northwest is the only place you can find them. So how about we mount a movement for an official state slug? After all, the banana slug is not only colored a really cool psychedelic day glow yellow.
He was in a hospital in Jones County.
But it is the second largest terrestrial slug on the entire planet.
Tell him the truth. You said your friend came.
Yeah, man. We bad.
He remained alive in hospital, but he's okay now. You don't seem to be too.
Native Americans used to eat them, too.
The only way that I can.
Young.
When this spot a bit younger than me, and Kevin had never known much fear. But I've known fear a lot of times, nothing like that. And I've known fear many times before. And it's fear that you can't even explain.
After promising not to invade Syria, the rump seems to be preparing to invade Syria. He even tried to pre-stage a false flag attack with a false flag warning of an upcoming false flag attack.
Riding on the range, I've got my hat on, I've got my boots dusty, I've got my saddle. Cowboy.
He did this by revealing
cowgirl.
Some of his infamous secret intelligence. And this secret intelligence was so secret, in fact, that even the American intelligence agencies claimed that they didn't know anything about it.
Riding on the check wagon.
Super duper
my cowgirl.
Oh, for a secret intelligence,
be a cowboy,
stated that the Syrian government,
be my cowgirl,
was preparing yet another,
be a cowboy,
chemical weapons attack upon Syrian civilians. So after the Obama set their house on fire, the Rump has now barred the door and locked the Syrians into their little private hell on earth by refusing entry to the vast hordes of desperate refugees whose country was just utterly destroyed with American tax dollars. And the Rump's deep concern for Syrian civilians is thus often well noted here in the Thunderbolt. However, if you want your peace of mind, and if you wish to continue with your happy, happy life, then this is what you must understand. Now that we've trashed Libya, Iraq, Yemen, and Afghanistan, an invasion of Syria would thus turn nearly the entire Middle East into a purely catastrophic monster mash of chaotic, violent anarchy, featuring mass butchery, rapery, and pillagery. And all of this comes along with the bonus gift of vast hordes of truly desperate refugees who are ripe for taking brutal financial advantage of. And as if that weren't enough, all of this also means that a lot of people will be buying a lot of American bombs and missiles. The one thing that we do still manufacture right here in the good old U.S. of A. And when lots of people are buying lots of American bombs and missiles, then that is good for the American economy. And thus, it is good for the security of America. Or at least, for the security of Boeing and the security of Lockheed and of General Electric. And war profiteers the planet over.
One day, I'll be dead, yo.
So you see, it's all good, kids. Just go watch a football game or something. Don't worry about it. Most Americans believe that Assad of Syria has now launched two chemical weapons attacks against his own people. They believe this in spite of the thoroughly established fact that the first attack was a false flag attack that was probably backed by Western intelligence sources, and that the first attack had also been partly financed and armed by Turkish and other sources, and that it had been coordinated by the Islamic opposition forces. Second alleged chemical weapons attack didn't actually even happen at all. but it was the result of a Russian airstrike that accidentally hit an opposition stockpile consisting of a variety of toxic chemicals. But this collection of chemicals was dominated by chlorine rather than sarin. And what is widely known everywhere except in the United States is that Assad, well, a thoroughly nasty piece of work, was guilty of neither of these particular crimes. However, in spite of those proven and easily verifiable facts, the American media continues to work with the unquestioned assumption that Assad launched two chemical weapons attacks against civilians. And according to the Rump, he was planning on a third until the Rump let Assad know that he was on to his game. And then, the Rump's super secret source informed him that Assad had thereafter backed down in the face of the Rump's threats. Well, Seymour Hersh recently ran an expose which had to run in Die Welt in Germany since no American newspaper would touch it, wherein Mr. Hersh reports that the Rump knew full well that last so-called gas attack was complete BS when, against the advice of all his military advisors, the Rump launched that missile strike against that Syrian airbase, supposedly in retaliation for the sarin gas attack that never actually happened. What did happen was that the Syrians used a Russian-provided smart bomb to target an ISIS leadership meeting. However, unbeknownst to the Russians or to the Syrians, the ISIS-held building also had stores of chlorine in the basement, which is a poison gas itself. And there were also some stocks of fertilizer and herbicides, which, when burned, release some sarin-like neurotoxins. Witnesses reported seeing a cloud of gas. But the fact is that sarin is invisible. And the fact is that sarin does not explode. Sarin is simply released into the atmosphere where it does its killing silently and unseen. It was the release of the chlorine that killed many of the Syrian victims in that second attack, not sarin. And Mr. Hersh has exposed the fact that the Russians actually contacted the U.S. about this bombing raid before it even happened, in order to make sure that no U.S. personnel would be in the building. And therefore, the Americans had known from the beginning that this was no sarin gas attack. However, now the Rump has accused Assad of merely planning an attack. If they can get away with accusing someone of merely planning an attack without having to actually go to all the trouble, expense, and risk of actually mounting an actual attack, then the Rump is both saving us a lot of tax dollars and he is avoiding the potential embarrassment of having a reporter like Seymour Hersh exposing all of the lies, cover-ups, and deceptions that are necessary when actually launching a false flag attack. So you see, kids, it's all good. Joy, joy. is a verb. A verb is a word used to describe an action, a state, or an occurrence. A verb requires action. Which means it's time to get to work, kids. And that's it for the news and commentary section. For this week's music show, I'm going to feature a southern rock band from the 70s. This is Molly Hatchet. Enjoy!
Silence.
That was The Fall of the Peacekeepers from Molly Hatchet. That's it for this week's show, except for 6 minutes for KHUH and Free Radio Olympia listeners. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt. Nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com. And we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And you may want to grab a pen or something, because I'm about to give you some information. If you like what you hear here on the Thunderbolt, then the Thunderbolt archives are stored at dana98501.wordpress.com. That's DANA98501, which is the downtown Olympia zip code, .wordpress.com. And if you would like to continue hearing the Thunderbolt, you can contribute to our cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. And
thank you very much.